Welcome to the Angel News Network's current events broadcasting. Our brief interview programs are designed to obtain the perspectives of the higher realms on the current events taking place in our country and our world. I am Joel Anastasi. In each program, I will be interviewing a member of the higher realms, channeled by Philip Elton Collins. Philip and I are co-founders of the Angel News Network. Good morning, Philip.
Hello, everyone. Give me one moment to go into trance, and I will be connected with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Greetings, beloved students and friends. I come to you from the frequency, the band of consciousness you know as the Ascended Master Realms, named by you Saint Germain. No one has to believe anything that is about to be said or we have ever said in the past. It is not our responsibility to convince you we are right, or to attempt to control you in our truth. You will always follow your resonance and your discernment to discern what is true for you. I wish to say this at the beginning of all of this. Right now, during the current pandemic, it is an opportunity for your human species to do an energetic reset, to begin to align with the planetary ascension process of the planet, which began its final 2,000-year cycle in December of 2012. If the balance of the two can be met, there is an increased opportunity to create a world based upon love, which is the mission of this planet, allowing equality, harmony, and balance. Remember this. This is the foundation of everything that is going on. Also, remember, it is often darkness before the dawn, and you've heard this before. But through the darkness, if the sky is very dark and you look up into it, you can actually see the 12 star systems that seeded your planet, each one of them bringing an important responsibility of their missions to this planet. Beloved ones, it is essential that you do not go deeper into the densest frequency that you exist with and within the universal plane. Allow your light to shine from the inside out. This will enable you to create a parallel path to transcend the old, which is not functioning very well. It needs to be said, there are forces greater than man at play in creation right now, and this pandemic is a reminder. Even though you are the creator creating your individual lives all the time, these pandemics allow the ego of humanity to remember that there are forces greater than yourself. The pandemic allows you to better experience the present moment now by being with yourself more and escaping your past and the thoughts of the future. The question to ask yourselves during these times of challenge is, what are the most positive things you are learning about yourself that you could also teach to others? Yes, there are corruptions within the pandemic. There always is within the folly of being human. As you follow the money, you will see who is economically benefiting from such things as a pandemic. And you can ask yourself, are the needs of the people, the common good of the people, being met? What is this issue of money versus human life? What is this issue of corporations controlling and attempting to own your government, which is so prevalent right now? The virus itself, beloveds, is a great equalizer. It is teaching you what affects one affects all. It's even invading your White House. Your top officials are not immune to this experience. So with the foundations of these thoughts, these several thoughts, let us begin interacting with our questions and answers. How may we help you?
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, everyone.
I was observing Of course, right now, this is May 11th, 2020, and we are experiencing the effects of this pandemic big time. The economy has virtually come to a standstill. The numbers are crashing in terms of economic activity, and unemployment is soaring. So we're really experiencing the effects of this pandemic, and the isolation has been increasing over the past 3 months, and people are really becoming almost desperate from the sense of isolation and separation we're having from each other. But in the discussion of all of this that we hear in the media and between people, it's really interesting how the subject of the spiritual just simply does not come up. If anything, to me at least, that demonstrates the almost total disconnect of much of humanity from the higher realms is the fact that almost no one that I have heard has even brought up any kind of a question about the spiritual significance of all of this. So that's certainly what you are giving, and I'd like to focus as much as possible on that today.
Well, it also gives humanity an opportunity to select other individuals as their leaders as they are seeing their needs increasing. As we have discussed in the past, this period will be most likely remembered, not so much as a result of the death and the illness, which has happened through pandemics in the past, but it will be remembered as the economic devastation that it created, allowing people to make another choice about having their needs met within the future. But the most important thing that's being said now, which is not being said anywhere else, is the pandemic is an opportunity for the human species to reset itself energetically and be in alignment with the ascension process of the planet, which can evolve into a higher existence of reality with or without humanity. That is something very important to remember and apply to everything that's going on. It is a missing wisdom.
That was one of the comments you made at the beginning of your introduction. Could you very briefly give us a couple of key ways that we can energetically reset ourselves, humanity can energetically reset itself, ourselves?
Well, the foundation is always the relationship with self. So as people to be able to experience more solitude in being with themselves, they can reflect on their needs and do a deeper examination of the self by being with themselves without the distraction of the outside world. Once that relationship is healed more with the self, it becomes more loving. It connects, it integrates with the ascension process of the planet herself. And each combine and integrate and support one another in a balance of giving and receiving. Does that help you?
Yes, you said that the virus is the great equalizer and that what affects one affects all. And boy, that is really true. There's nobody who is more impervious simply because of wealth or position or power or anything. Everybody's equally exposed to the effects of it.
That is why it has been created. It is a great tool, an ascension tool for humanity at this time. It is not here to kill you. It is not here to punish you. It is here to awaken you.
Well, the that of course brings up the idea of equality and the institutions that create inequality. One can think about that when I look at the questions that you posed about taking a look at who is benefiting financially and about the corporate control of our world. Those are important things for us to really look at and examine when we look at the issue of equality and what are the forces that are creating inequality.
And you can look at those independent of spiritual wisdoms or metaphysics.
Well, we certainly can. We've talked about this decade was going to be a clearing and cleansing, and that a lot of what is happening politically and economically in our world was going to contribute to a wake-up call that would empower the individual to create that equality. We certainly have a wake-up call. We certainly have a decade of chaos going on, which you said was going to lead to a clearing and cleansing. I know we've addressed that before, but could you just kind of make a statement to anybody who's listening to this for the first time, just exactly what's happening in this decade and what you mean by a clearing and cleansing?
Well, remember, out of chaos, or it is a major ingredient in creating something new. So as people go into chaos and challenges, it gives them an opportunity to make another choice rather than the choices that have been made in the past. If you look at your governmental leaders, or you look at how your personal life is being led, or your interpersonal relationships with other people, the jobs that you have, and you're facing your mortality, it allows you to ask the question, what would I like to change? Am I truly taking advantage of the gift of life in this particular incarnation?
We've often made the observation that a great deal of the human race has not had an equal opportunity to participate in that life on Earth. And you've said that the primary force that has created that inequality has been the lack of balance between the feminine and the masculine energies. And you've said that that is beginning to change, and that will change. Is that one of the things we can look at when you talk about an energetic reset?
Yes. The balance of the masculine-feminine energy, the receptive feminine, the assertive masculine, allowing to create a new parallel path rather than intersecting the old and going into resistance with it. That is absolutely one of them, which allows the balance of giving and receiving once the planetary ascension energy and process is met and integrated with that of the human species. It is, again, an opportunity for an energetic reset of the soul plan of humanity at this time. That is the foundation of everything that's happening. So the question to ask yourselves is, what do you choose within this possible reset? It is a golden opportunity.
And that choice is being presented to us. One avenue of that choice, of course, is through our politics. And we're already beginning to see a greater participation of the feminine. Just as you said, we would be seeing the elections of 2018 certainly demonstrated that with a far greater historic participation of the feminine in the American elections, certainly both on the local, state, and national levels. And now we're confronting in 2020 a new election in the fall of this year, although there's a lot of potential disruptions that we're beginning to see. What would you say about this election year of 2020?
You have one force attempting to manipulate and, in vernacular, cheat in order to win. And this is where the populace, the citizenship, those who choose to vote, have to remain vigilant. There are forces at play to attempt to corrupt the outcome. But the question to ask yourself, the citizens of the United States particularly, is, do you want more of the same? Or have you learned what you need to learn through what you've already experienced? That is the question to ask. It appears that the majority of the citizenship of the United States of America feels that they have learned what they need to learn and are ready to make a new choice and move forward. So we shall see what takes place, shall we?
Many of us are very concerned about the attempts by the people in power to maintain their power with trying to discourage the voting of minorities and silence the voice of the feminine and the poor and the people of color, etc. There seems to be a massive effort to do that this fall, and the possibility of using the pandemic as a means of doing that.
If the feminine energy alone, the majority of them showed up and voted for the common good of all, that would win the election alone. If those who are disempowered and think they have no power at all, some of the minority aspects of the culture showed up and voted, that alone would cause a different outcome. What is needed to take place is to shift that the majority of the population in the United States of America still chooses not to vote, for they think it will not make a difference. Only through the strengthening of the power of one, the individual going into the collective, can the needed shift take place. That is the aspect of we the people, by the people, for the people coming forward. Things are they are, things are as they are, as a result of we the people, by the people, for the people, simply not showing up. As has been said many times before, democracy is not a demonstrator sport. It requires the participation of each and every one of you. First and foremost, the vote.
I just want to repeat what you said, because I was going to bring it up again. You've said over and over again that democracy is not a spectator sport.
It is not. It requires the participation of each and every person, understanding that they matter, and understanding that under it mattering, the world would be incomplete without them, or they wouldn't be here. If they could master and fundamental this truth, that each person has a divine purpose, a soul plan of being here, and you're all in the process of waking up to knowing what that is, to identify your talents and gifts in order to serve others through those talents and gifts. It is a matter of taking the spiritual wisdom that people may not understand or accept or believe, and applying the truth of them, whether you identify with the source of the wisdom or not.
And in our conversations of the last 3 years, which have led up to the publishing of our book, The Refounding of America, you said that democracy was created so that each one of us would have an opportunity to fully participate in expressing our individual missions.
It only doesn't work when all individuals do not show up. And that is what the negative opposition forces depend on, that they can subjugate or prevent others from voting, from speaking, convincing them that their voice is less than and not worthy enough to be heard. Well, if the individual can wake up and understand that they are a divine aspect having a human experience, it can shift and change everything overnight, unlike the Berlin Wall falling.
And that is our individual responsibility. That's our responsibility.
Balancing the equation, responsibility equals consequence. When you do not act responsibly, you often create a consequence not to your liking. That is what you're experiencing in your federal government, your current administration, and your Congress at this time.
Well,
it's a prevalent example of when you don't show up, when you don't participate, this is what you get.
There it is.
It's a tough way to learn, and the question to ask yourselves is, have I learned enough? Do I have to continue learning through a more difficult challenge? If that is the case, that will be the reality that's put before you. The power of the individual moving into the collective is the strongest force on the planet.
The power of the individual
moving into the collective consciousness, the collective voice, is the most powerful force. It is your divinity in action.
You know, so,
and it will always choose the highest good, the common good of all.
What you've just said, Saint Germain, kind of reminds me. Earlier today, I put on a CD of Swami Satchidananda, his comments 50 years ago to the huge crowd in
at Woodstock in 1969 when he kicked it off with a spiritual message. And I was just listening to it this morning. It was so beautiful, talking about the power of music bringing all of us together, and that, I don't know, somehow he seemed to be predicting that it would be America bringing a spiritual awakening to the world. I just wanted to link with what you just said to that. What would you say about the meaning of Woodstock, which many people were skeptical about, and the spiritual message he brought to that vast crowd?
Remember, one of the missions of the United States of America is to be a beacon of light to the world. It is that truth, it is that energy that divine soul is linking into sharing.
And 10 years ago this month, that's my grandfather clock in the background. My apologies to everybody. 10 years ago this month, a group of us went to Mount Shasta, to your earthly home, and opened up the vortices that you have said kind of kickstarted or lent fuel to the spiritual awakening of America. Could you just explain what happened in May of 2010 in Mount Shasta?
On that sacred journey, those were you who were chosen to be sacred proxies for humanity. You opened a gateway of the inner earth civilizations below and the higher realms above, and you balanced and merged the two, allowing a pathway, an energetic pathway, for the ascension of humanity to be in alignment, if you so choose, with the ascension of the planet, which can evolve with or without humanity. Synchronistically, that event is paralleling with the pandemic being an opportunity for the human species to have an energetic reset with what took place then on Mount Shasta not so long ago in your Earth time. Does that help you?
Yes. Could you talk a little more about what kind of help that energy is giving mankind in its ascension?
It connects you with your divine eternal aspect of yourselves, knowing there is a greater force and aspect of you outside your physical body. It begins to allow you to lose your fear of what you call physical death, and realizing you can never lose your cosmic consciousness, that you have had many lifetimes on this particular planet, and that you are an eternal being with repeated earth lives. And that fearlessness, based upon love, which is the mission of the planet, learning to love, the love adversity that you're all waiting to graduate from, will power your individuated soul plan and purpose to be here, and have it balance and merge with the collective consciousness of the rest of humanity and the planet and the solar system and the universe and the multiverse, all together connecting to creation itself.
So this opportunity, you said, that we have for an energetic reset, we're getting a lot of help, aren't we?
More than the average human being can imagine. Beloved friends and students, you have never been alone. You will never be alone. In your solitude, in your quarantine-ism, in the opportunity to be with yourself, it gives you an opportunity to connect with a higher aspect of yourself and the forces that have been guiding and loving, supporting you all along in this lifetime and all the others.
What a powerful message, thanks, Saint Germain. Thank you. Anything else you want to say to us?
I think we have covered the basics. Be with those, review them, and if you have further questions in the future, as this evolves, And remember, you don't have to learn the hard way. You don't have to learn the difficult way. Ascension does not have to be as dramatic as it currently appears to be. When I made my ascension, it was a glorious moment with many lifetimes of trial and tribulations. Looking back, I realized many of those weren't necessary. It is your divine path to move into a higher reality, a higher frequency, a higher vibration of existence, mirroring what is taking place with the planet. Most importantly, remember, the planet can do this with or without you. So the question to ask yourselves energetically, moving into the collective, is, what do I choose? What am I learning about myself that I would like to heal? What positive aspects am I learning through this particular pandemic? What is it teaching me about myself and others and the unified field of consciousness we all truly exist within, knowing what affects one affects all?
Thank you for your powerful wisdom, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.